welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope you guys had a blessed weekend. It was definitely nice for us. We got to chill out a little bit, and we ended up watching the debates last night, which was interesting. But, yes, we got some interesting stories for you today. How are you doing today, Dad?
Awesome. I'm doing great. I watched the first couple of minutes of the debate, and they jumped on Trump again, and Hillary wanted him to be her whipping boy again. And he decided he didn't want to be whipped last night. He came back on her. It's hard to talk about Monica Lewinsky and all the girls and the cigars and all the perverted stuff that Bill Clinton did. And he was the one who was actually doing it and raping women, and how Trump was just doing locker room talk with Billy Bush. Now, let me stop you for just a second. Let me share something with you guys real quick. I know Billy Bush. Now, I don't know if I've ever told you that, Austin, but I've done multiple shows with him when he was in Washington, D.C. I think I did four or five talk shows with him. He's an interesting guy, but he's not real bright. He's got a very sanguine personality. Now, I don't know if he went back and pulled the archives up from the show that he used to do and released it. But whoever released the archives on Billy Bush got Billy Bush was fired from the Today Show. He always at the third hour. He's been doing it for the last few months, and he basically got terminated over this indefinite suspension, which it should have been. Now, I don't know if the Bush cartel did this, or if he did this, or if he worked with them in doing this because he remembered the locker room talk that he and Trump had had. Now, let me share something with you guys very quickly. I got saved back in 1979. Okay, that was like over 40 years ago now. And what was interesting about this is, well, 40 years ago, I guess almost 40 years ago. And what's interesting is, before I got saved, I was raised in a bar. You guys know that, okay? So I'm not even trying to hide that from you guys. Everybody knows that. I'm going to talk about it. And what ended up happening is I used some bad language. I did. That was my biggest thing, was the language. And Trump is absolutely right about being in a locker room with a bunch of guys and talking about girls if you're not saved. Now, whether he's saved at 59 or saved now, I don't know. It doesn't. To me, at this point, I don't even care. Trump basically, he's a pragmatist. He's egocentric. He will work himself to death literally in the White House. I don't want to speak that over him to fix this country. He wants to have his face on Mount Rushmore, for heaven's sakes. I mean, that's what he wants. I mean, so the truth is, do we want him who wants to make America great again, or do we want Hillary Clinton there? Now, you guys are saying, well, you know, what, you know, it was on tape, he said it. Guys, here's what they do. When you're on a live mic in a studio or in a car, or they're recording you or whatever, and you've got microphones hooked up, and I've done this a bunch of times too. I'd be at a big seminar, and I'd have my microphone on, and I'd go to the bathroom, and I'd come out of the bathroom, and one of the guys with the mic says, "Hey guys, don't leave your mic turned on when you go to the bathroom, because we hear everything goes on in the bathroom, you know, because you're all these crazy noises and sounds, right?" And I'm like, "Well, this is crazy." I said, "Are you kidding me?" He says, "No, man, that microphone transmits everywhere. Everything's recorded. It's all on DVR, DVD, or whatever we're using. It's on disc. We have all of the stuff recorded from the time you put the microphone, when you turn it on. It's always hot. It's always live. It's always live mic." And Trump, I don't think he had, under any circumstances, that he even thought that his life with Mike was live, that he would have spoken like this. Now, but the truth of the matter is that, you know, he talked like that. He's never been found guilty of that type of behavior. Bill Clinton has. We know that Hillary Clinton's a witch, and we know she's a lesbian. Bill has said many times that she's had more women and more girlfriends than he's had. So we got a witch who's a lesbian who basically is pointing the finger at Trump. And it's exactly what Zig Ziglar taught me a real long time ago. When you point your finger at somebody else, you got three times that many fingers pointing back at you. I mean, this came back on her like a whirlwind. She should have kept her mouth shut. She should let the media do what the media was going to do, because when she started in on him about this, it opened up his entire dialogue about Bill Clinton. Now, years ago, I remember I was doing a show in Houston, and the guys were basically a zoo show. I'd done it several times here from the house, and then finally they wanted me to come out to Houston and do the show. It was a big, huge radio show, one of the top shows in Houston. Well, I got out to do the show in Houston. I'll never forget this. I'm waiting in the studio live. I had flown out there by myself, you know, on an airplane. This is way back when. I'm not sure if it was before 9/11 or not. And I'll never forget this, Austin. I've told you this story before, but I'm going to tell the audience now. And so I was waiting, and they bring a release form for me to sign. And basically, the release form basically has a a whole bunch of stuff that I didn't agree with, so I'm crossing all of this stuff out, like they could put me in caricature, make fun of me, draw cartoons about me, and all this kind of nutty stuff, and I said, absolutely not, 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 not. Well, the girl who brought the release form to me was one of their interns, and she was really, really good looking. She was hot. I mean, she was smoking hot. And she's wearing a pair of hot shorts and a tube top, and she's beautiful, okay? And I'm a married guy, so I see, well, she's beautiful, that's all I'm thinking about that, and that's done. I'm good. I'm a Christian. So I'll never forget, I walked into the studio. Remember, this is all on live microphones, guys. It's live. Now, I don't know it's all live, if I didn't know any better, but I know it's live. And they said to me, I think her name was Bunny. Of course, it would be like Bunny or whatever. And I think it was Bunny, actually. And he goes, well, how do you like Bunny? And I said, well, Bunny's pretty. And they said, what do you think about Bunny? And I said, well, she's nice. And he goes, well, do you want to see more Bunny? And I said, what do you mean? And they looked at Bunny, and now we're in the studio. They said, Bunny, strip, go naked. And I went, whoa, stop. No, I don't want to see Bunny naked. Well, we thought you said she was hot. Well, yeah, she is hot, but I don't want to see her naked. And they said, well, we don't know. We don't want to be personal with you, Ted, but are you gay? And I said, no, I'm not gay. I'm a happily married Christian man with an absolutely wonderful wife, and I have no interest in seeing another woman naked, period. And they go, oh, okay, well, let's go ahead and do the show. And they told her to stop getting undressed, and basically we did the show. Now, that's the kind of stuff that goes on all the time in media. All the time, I can tell you story after story of crazy stories. We've had them before, have a casket in the doggone studio full of snakes with people in it. Crazy stuff on these zoo shows. So Billy Bush recording Donald Trump, they're trying to get videotape or whatever from him or audio tape from him, and somebody went through all of those archives, Austin, all of those archives to try to find dirt on Trump. This is from 10 years ago, and they did this. Now, guys, listen to me for a second. In media, people say things they shouldn't say all the time. They talk off the air all the time, not knowing that the mics are hot. I guarantee you, Trump didn't know the mic was hot. He should have never said what he said. He made himself out to be a total pig. We all agree with that. But the thing is, it's locker room talk. And a lot of guys are pigs, and they talk like that. I used to talk like that before I got saved. But guys, listen to me for a second. That's not what we care about right now. We've got a woman whose husband is a rapist who wants to be back in the White House again, who stole the china from George Washington, who had to go to her witch's coven every 6 weeks, who right now, last night on TV, basically declared war on Russia, like some kind of blithering idiot. She declared war on Russia. If she gets in, she's going to declare war on Russia. And Trump kept trying to defuse it. What does she think? That Putin doesn't have thousands of nuclear weapons, nuclear submarines off our coast? What kind of blithering idiot is going to poke Putin in the eye because the Treaty of Westphalia said hundreds of years ago that if a country is in the middle of a civil war, unless that country asks you to come in and help them, that you stay out of their country? Syria has asked Russia to come in. The Treaty of Westphalia, which has never been signed by all the major powers, the United States completely broke it. And we staged all of this stuff with Assad to make him look like he was this bad guy, and he's not, all because of the gas line going through Qatar. I mean, from Qatar. I covered this in detail on this show 2 or 3 weeks ago. Now, guys, please listen to me for a second. Hillary Clinton is a Satanist. I'm sure she's a Luciferian. She's a witch. And I'm not being facetious here. She is. I'm not using a metaphor. She's a real witch. They want to destroy God's creation. They want to turn everything upside down. She all but told the population of the country last night that she's willing and ready to go to war with Russia right now. Out of her own mouth. Out of her own mouth. Last night on the show. And everybody's talking about what happened with Trump, what happened with her, what happened with Bill, what happened with Monica, what happened with these other women that had been raped that were in the audience. And all that's part of the narrative last night. Everybody's missing the main story. She basically declared war on Russia yesterday. She's that stupid and that arrogant. So, guys, listen to me. If nothing else will stop you from voting from Hillary, I'm sure none of you listen to the show anyhow, this is before you forward this to people. If nothing else will stop you from doing that, just remember, when you see the nuclear bombs going off and you see the mushroom clouds popping up everywhere all over the United States and we have an EMP and we have no power and everybody's out cannibalizing everybody and trying to find water and food and shooting each other because we're in a full-blown meltdown in our society like Venezuela is right now, we told you it was going to happen if you put this witch in the White House. This is who she is.
Now, my listeners aren't going to do this. I know if you listen to me every day, there's no way on God's green earth you're voting for this Jezebel. But guys, she is like Ahab's wife, Jezebel. She's wicked to the core. And if the people in America can't see that last night, it's unbelievably naive. So that's how I wanted to start the show off, Austin. I know you got some comments to make about it, too. Go ahead.
Well, no, it was interesting, especially the beginning, man. I got pretty frustrated. I almost turned it off at the beginning because of how as soon as it started, all they wanted to do was go in on Trump about the tape and both the moderators, especially that interesting boy, Anderson Cooper. He wanted to sit there and just keep hammering Trump every time. And I was really happy when I saw Trump finally straight call him out. And yep. Basically, I said, why aren't you asking her any of these questions? Why aren't you bringing up the emails? Why aren't you even doing anything? Why, when I go a second over, you guys cut me off, and she went 30 seconds over, and you guys don't even say anything? It was so biased. It was nauseating last night. But no, you're completely right. I told Delana when I was watching that, when she started, kept going off on Russia, and then she blamed Putin, essentially, for hacking in and releasing the information on the DNC and how they basically blackballed Bernie Sanders. And my thought was, who cares who released it? You intentionally did it, and you guys went out of your way to make sure that you guys did not give him a fair fight. It doesn't matter who released it. The information's out there now. If you guys want to play this game where the media releases this on Trump and then this gets released on you, you just got to take it how it's going to go, and you need to fess up to it. But one thing that was so interesting she kept doing every time, and I kept calling Lana out on it, she's really, really quick to obfuscate everything. Like when Clinton, when Trump said, your emails, he called her out on the emails and deleting the emails, and then she came back and she goes, everything you just said is a complete and total lie. And it was the only time on that entire debate last night she got a full-blown audible boo from the audience when she said that. And that right there, in my opinion, was the most discrediting thing she could have ever done on that debate last night, to flat out say everything you said is a lie or is not true, when all he did was call her out on exactly what she was involved in.
That's
and
right.
Exactly what she got indicted for by the FBI, and how her husband went on the plane, the private jet of the district attorney, the prosecuting attorney with the FBI, and the next day all the charges are dropped on it. And it was just crazy to me how there was applauses, there were different sounds, but the full-blown audible boo of the audience when she came back with that remark and tried to say that everything he just said was an absolute lie, that said me to more than anything that the people in that audience, even the ones that may have had some type of support for her or may have liked her a little bit, were kind of like, all right, this lady, all she does is lie. But you were dead on as far as with her calling out Putin. Trump tried to defuse it multiple times, and she just kept going on about the hacking, kept going on about the war with Syria, kept essentially did a de facto full-blown assault on Russia and basically said, we want to go to war with Russia without any holds barred. We want to start a full-blown global conflict with them because we don't agree with some of the stuff they're doing. I mean, she flat out did it. So, well, as you said, Dad, as far as her being a blithering idiot, I don't know what she expects either. If she's that arrogant that she really thinks that an escalated all-out world war with Russia is just going to be in our favor 100%, she's a mad woman. But we already know she's a mad woman. But in all essence, she may have been told to do that from her globalist buddies. They may have told her, you got national ad coverage right now, you got live exposure, we need you to try and escalate this with Russia, because if we can't get you in there, we have to immediately take a war with Russia, and then we can say, we blamed it on Trump, Hillary tried to defuse it, she tried to fix the situation, Trump got in office, and now we went to a world war. That very may be their plan B or C, Dad.
Well, her Rothschild handlers, okay,
yeah,
they're Luciferian, Sabbatean, Druidic handlers, that are involved in all of the satanic worship that she's neck deep in. Okay. These guys are the ones that are running the planet. We've talked about this in detail about how we've given our control of our government over to the politicians. The politicians have given over to the military. The military has given it to the CIA. The CIA have given over to the black magicians, who are these Rothschild boys. They've tied it back into the AI, the artificial intelligence they want to link us all into on this worldwide matrix. That's what they're doing. So she basically doesn't care. She's doing what her handlers, the Rothschilds, are telling her to do. Secondly, she said in one of the other emails that came out about her that the line of crap, she said that she didn't use crap. She said the line of bull SH that I tell the people that are voting for me is totally different than what I'm going to do when I get into the office. And Trump called her out on that.
Yeah.
And then she brings in Abraham Lincoln, and that blew up in her face like a nightmare. That completely, and the problem, the only thing Trump should have said is, you said, here's your quote, the line I tell the American people is BS, be a bull, but you said the word, Hillary, since you like locker room talk, and now what I tell them, somebody else, is basically what we're gonna have. She was so discredited last night. And of course, CNN came out and said she won the debate. Some of my favorite lines in the debate were, some of my favorite Trump quotes are, there's never been anybody in the history of politics in this nation that has been so abusive to women, quote, talking about Trump and her. If I win, I'm going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look at into your situation, because there's never been so many lies and so much deception, end quote. Another one, I think she should be ashamed of herself. I love this guy. And finally, the letter C on a document, she didn't even know what that letter meant, which means classified. And finally, she goes, Honest Abe never lied. That's the big difference between Abraham Lincoln and you. I mean, I don't think it could have been any... This tonight, last night was vintage Trump. Vintage Trump. It was excellent. It was got him the nomination. And even when they tried to throw that thing about Pence on him, about he didn't agree with Pence about such and such, he said, I've not spoken to Pence about that. I disagree with him on that. He didn't try to step around it or whatever. He just was there in her face the whole night. And of course, the liberal female audience, the Jezebel lesbian group that's so supportive of her because she's a lesbian, they basically came in and they said that he was physically trying to intimidate her last night because he wouldn't stay behind his podium and sit in his chair when she was talking. That's what they said, that he was trying to fit. And I thought to myself, wait a minute, so now he can't even walk around on the platform, and that's considered intimidation? Are you joking me? No one said he had to sit in the platform. They never read the rules to him and said, now you little children, you have to be nice. When someone else is talking, you've got to remain seated. They never said that. And she constantly saw that countdown clock behind her every few minutes. They'd have that countdown clock and also go to zero. And she just kept on talking. And finally, Trump called them out and said, it's 1-3 tonight. I see that now. She goes over. He started calling them out, which he did not do on the first debate. So whoever prepped him in for this debate did a really, really good job. But let's go ahead, Austin. I've got so many stories to cover today. What's your next topic you want to talk about?
Oh, well, the first one now, this is interesting. This just came out with another article again. I keep talking about this over and over, but it's because they're trying to prep the population further and further. This is the headline on an article from a FinExtra, from a blog post, states, Biometrics, the Future of Payment Authentication. And then underneath the subheading, it says, if you could authenticate online payments, guys, not physical payments, online payments, with a press of your finger, a quick selfie, or an iris scan, and instead of using a traditional password, would you? And it goes on to talk about how nobody wants to type passwords anymore. Nobody wants to do anything that's so inconvenient. So more and more people are opting for the security and easiness of biometrics, such as using your finger with a thumbprint, using a selfie, which does the full facial recognition, using an iris scan. Another ones that even talked about on here is getting a voice, heartbeat, and vein recognition technology. This is all stuff that's starting to get implemented now that the credit card companies are starting to work with, not for in-person purchases, for online purchases. They want to start selling things like thumbprint scanners that you actually connect up to your computer and interface them with newer computers that are going to come out, or they'll have a retinal scanner that's imprinted into the screen, and you look into it when you place your order, and it automatically authenticates it. This is two things that's going on right now, and they're pushing this. This article goes into detail about the amazing benefits that they're having with this and how it's going to be so great for security, and it's so convenient, and you'd basically be a fool not to accept it. They're, first off, getting this together so they can bring in the full-blown totalitarian police state internet control, that you will no longer be able to purchase anything online, do anything online, look at anything online without them knowing exactly who does it, when they do it, and how they do it. This is about taking over control of the internet so that nobody will have any type of basically just being anonymous online at all. That's the first goal. We've already seen now on October 1st, they essentially gave over the United States internet over to international control. We already know that's going on. secondly, this is all about implementing the biometrics, so when the mark of the beast is implemented, which a lot of people are kind of like, you know what, I didn't really believe that before, but now, guys, it's starting to get pretty blatant that they're going to push it. They already have the fast pay now. They already have the scan pay where you don't even have to pull out your card and swipe it. You can automatically swipe your phone. They're doing all these things to implement it now in person, to where they want to start implementing this online purchases. So I thought I would just kind of give you guys a heads up. This is not over. This is still happening, in case you guys wanted to forget about it. It's happening very quickly and very fast, and we have to do everything we can to postpone it and prevent it as much as possible. However, I don't know how long we'll be able to postpone it for, because this stuff is starting to get very, very advanced very quickly.
Well, it's all part of, you know, the artificial intelligence program. It's all part of Google. It's all part of Singularity University. I've covered all of this stuff on the shows before. Another article. This is from the interesting article. I'm going to read part of it to you. It's from Catherine Paul. And it says, well, Bayer and Monsanto joined forces to monopolize world agriculture seed production. It's a power grab it's a power grab the likes of which we've never seen. It is the marriage of Monsanto and Bayer. The implications of a union such as this are enormous. Not only will food prices soar, but genetically modified foods may become our only choice, and deadly pesticides will be used more than ever. Despite all of the scheming, however, it's not yet a done deal, and we can put pressure on Bayer to drop Monsanto, but it's not going to happen. Two dark and deadly histories. Bayer is more than just aspirin. The company is over 150 years old. And remember, it was all part of the IG Farben network, also in Germany and Nazi in World War II. And some of its milestones include selling heroin as a cough remedy and being a contractor for the Nazis during World War II. While its drugs are a commonplace sight in the store and the doctor's office, the biggest moneymaker for Bayer is its crop science unit that sells seeds, pesticides, and herbicides. That gave us one of the most dangerous pesticides ever used in the U.S. called Aldacarb. It poisoned thousands before the EPA finally stepped in and made the company phase it out. Then there's Monsanto. It's hard to sum up the evils of this company in just a few lines. First and foremost, we have to thank Roundup, okay, the cancer-causing chemical that's most widely used weed killer in the world. Then, of course, there are the genetically modified crops. Studies have shown that rats fed Monsanto's GMO corn got giant cancerous tumors and damage to the livers within a few months. And for years, I've told you about the stunts Monsanto has pulled to keep us from finding out which foods contain GM foods, ingredients. Of course, for all of that, the company was busy making deadly chemicals like PCBs and Agent Orange. So now let's look at these two corporate giants together. What could possibly go wrong with that? And there you go. And there's the thing. Even after coughing up $66 billion to take over Monsanto, most experts believe that Bayer will bury the tainted Monsanto name rather than sound like it's associated with it. I believe that. I believe Monsanto's name's going away and Bayer is going to stay there.
Yep.
Ronnie Cummins, who's a senior director of the Organic Consumer Association, called the merger one that announces the connection between big pharma, big biotech, big food, loud and clear, and big banks. I'm adding the banks. Now, if you're wondering what's become of the antitrust laws, that's a good question, and how such a merger could ever be considered, you're not alone. In fact, in a scathing critique of the plan, two former employees of the Justice Department Antitrust Division, no less, have called it a five-alarm threat to the food supply that cannot be allowed to take place. In a legal review of the proposed merger, the two experts say, among other things, it would give Bayer Monsanto control of 70% of cotton, get rid of the head-to-head competition in research and development, lead to less variety and higher food prices. I mean, basically, the corporate giants become the winners in the real game life of monopoly and control everything as far as food is concerned. It's kind of like Trump said last night, which was another very good comment when blithering idiot Clinton's talking about saving Obamacare with its 1,000% increase in prices over the next 5 or 6 years projected. What's interesting about that, he said how he wanted to open up all state lines and allow the insurance companies compete statewide, nationally, and not be regulated to only compete in their own state, which creates monopolies. Trump was 100% right about that. And what's also funny is that then she's talking about how he has all of these deductions. And he said, well, all of your contributors, George Soros and the rest of them, and Buffett, they all take advantage of the same stuff that I take advantage of. But you're not saying anything to them, and that's why you'll never get rid of it, because they don't want you to get rid of all that. So guys, Bayer and Monsanto is going to create a giant, massive monopoly that's going to control pretty much all agricultural production globally, as far as seed, pesticides, etc. It's going to be a mess. What do you think, son?
No, you're absolutely right. That's why I talked about it last week as far as these guys merging together. They have to get rid of the Monsanto name. Monsanto, I mean, it dates all the way back to manufacture of Agent Orange, and people know about this stuff now. And we, along with other alternative media, with Dave Hodges and Hagman and all the guys together, have really opened a lot of people's eyes about the name Monsanto and what type of, you know, satanic agenda they essentially have, just to put it bluntly. And so their bear has no option. They're going to continue with the exact same thing they've been doing with Monsanto. Their agenda is the same. They're one together, but they have to dump the name. Bayer still has the stability of being associated with aspirin, and Monsanto has the association of everything like death and destruction. So they have to get rid of the name. But
well, you're right.
One article here, I pulled up some information on it because I wanted to kind of address this today, because last week we talked a lot in detail about aspartame and the top 10 foods never to eat. We went into detail on that a lot. And I got a lot of emails with a lot of people that were really excited about it. And I had a few people that were still curious about sucralose or Splenda. And I can't go on anymore about how dangerous it is. We've talked about it on and on and on, but apparently I need to address it again. I got some different information on it to kind of explain it to everybody, that sucralose is the name of the actual ingredient in the product. Splenda is the brand name. These are unbelievably toxic. And here's some information I want to give you guys on it so you will understand that aspartame and Splenda are two completely different compounds. Yet both of them are extremely toxic and should be never put in your body. Commercial name Splenda or sucralose is 600 times as sweet as sugar by gram. And an official report on the substance, the FDA said, in determining the safety of sucralose, the FDA reviewed data for more than 110 studies in humans and animals. Many of the studies were designed to identify possible toxic effects, including carcinogenic, reproductive, and neurological effects. The FDA then approved it and said they found none based on the fact that sucralose is safe for human consumption. This is what the FDA says. This is what Splenda has posted all over their website if you go to it. This is completely and totally false. There's literally been thousands of articles now. We even have a lot of them posted on the website that have gone in and debunked this and stated under no uncertain terms should sucralose be put in the human body. It is unbelievably carcinogenic and it's super toxic. Sucralose is a chlorinated sugar, a chlorocarbon. Common chlorocarbons include carbon tetrachloride, also deadly. Chlorine is essentially an attack dog. It's highly excitable. It's a ferocious atomic element employed as a biocide in bleach, disinfectants, insecticide, World War I poison gas, and hydrochloric acid. When turned into Splenda, it becomes a chlorocarbon, the same family as chlordane, lindane, and DDT.
Pesticide.
Unlike sodium chloride, chlorocarbons are never nutritionally compatible with our metabolic process and are wholly incompatible with normal human metabolic functioning. When chlorine is chemically reacted in carbon-structured organic compounds, they bind to each other, mutually sharing electrons. This adversely affects human metabolism because our mitochondria and cellular enzyme systems are designed to completely utilize organic molecules containing carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. The problem also, too, that it doesn't state in here, when the chlorocarbon, sucralose, mixes with hydrochloric acid, which is in the stomach, it actually separates the chlorine atom and releases the free chlorine atom into the digestive tract, including the small intestines, which causes all kinds of issues. A significant portion of all scientific studies designed to establish safety of our food and medicine are paid for by the very industries they serve. Just like aspartame, which achieved marketplace approval by the FDA when animal studies clearly demonstrated its toxicity, sucralose also failed in clinical trials with animals. Aspartame created brain tumors in rats and monkeys. Sucralose has been found to shrink the thymus gland and produce liver inflammation in rats and mice, along with calcification of the kidneys. Guys, this is not something you need to use at all. Sucralose or Splenda should not be touched. Aspartame or Equal should not be touched. I can't be any clearer about that anymore, guys. please stay away from it. If you have family that's using it, show them some of our articles. Wake them up on this. It's one of the easiest things to replace. You can use it with our organic coconut sugar or our organic stevia. Either one of those replace it, and you won't even know the difference if you're baking with it, if you're buying food with it. Stop it. Just stop buying food that has sucralose in it. There's absolutely no reason to put this garbage in your body, guys. So I just wanted to kind of address that today from some of the emails I got, Dad.
You know, so funny. Bob Newhart had a show one time. I talked about it a few weeks ago. It was a little 5-minute thing. It says, "Stop it." And a lady comes in and she was afraid she'd get buried alive in a box. And they repeat that. A lady came in for psychological screening with Bob Newhart and for help. And she was afraid she'd be buried alive in a box. And he'd tell her basically, "I'm going to help you with this with two words. Stop it. Stop thinking about that." The same thing with chlorine carbons, okay? Chlorocarbons. These are pesticides. Years ago, I was flying up to Chicago for a seminar, TV show, radio show, I don't remember anymore. And beside me was sitting an organic chemist from one of the big universities up there. And I'll never forget this. Well, I was talking to him and we started talking about aspartame. And he was telling me that certain people can metabolize certain amounts of methanol and not poison their brain or get brain cancer from aspartame, blah, blah, blah. And I said, "What do you think about Splenda?" And he goes, "I won't touch it." He goes, "That's a chlorinated hydrocarbon. It's a pesticide. It's like basically just eating bug spray." And he goes, "I won't put that in my body at all." And I said, "Well, how much aspartame will you use?" He goes, "Oh, I very rarely ever use that. Only if it's in something, but I won't put it in my body on a regular basis either." And this was an organic chemist from one of the major universities. Now, what's interesting about all of this is, guys, I can only tell you the stories of this stuff. I know another guy who was using protein powders that contain sucralose. And in fact, he basically had his own radio TV talk show, and he's a medical doctor, and he'd come by the house and he's using sucralose protein powders. And I finally told him, I said, "You know, look, dude," I said, "really, you're telling everybody how bad this stuff is and you're using it?" And then it reminded me what Hillary Clinton says, you know, "Well, I can lie to them, but they can believe all this," blah, blah, blah. And I thought to myself, and I told him, I said, "Dude," I said, "this is why you're not being blessed. This is why your life is awful, because you treat people, your listeners, like this. I mean, if you're going to use this trash, you don't even need to be on the radio promoting anything about health, because obviously you're not personally convicted." And so that's the difference between me and Austin. We're going to tell you the truth. We've learned a lot of this stuff the hard way. I mean, I learned over the years about soy protein, how bad it was. I mean, I talked about that the other day. You know, when you go to Health Masters and you buy our products, we have the highest nutritional quality nutraceutical supplements in the world. People brag about having 25 million live, you know, bacteria in their probiotics. We have 1 billion, okay? We have the highest. Ours is amazing what it is. We're so far advanced with what we do. We have only state-of-the-art laboratories to manufacture stuff, full FDA medical labs. We don't play any of these games with having somebody mixing something up in a basement. We don't do that. You know, we make sure everything's super, super high quality and have the highest level of purity you can get on them, because we want you guys to realize that your health is our best interest, and our best interest is going to be taking care of you guys, keeping you guys healthy. It's so, so important. And yeah, so, but you're right about the sucralose. But I need to cover the next two items on that top 10 list, Austin. I forgot about doing that today.
And also, too, our probiotics have 100 billion. I just wanted to clarify that to our
listeners,
let you know that's the kind of level we're on.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was only 100 times bigger than I thought it was. I knew that. I'm thinking somebody. I just heard a radio show a few minutes ago. A guy selling supplements, bragging about he's got 25 million, and I'm like, 25 million. We've got over 1 billion. Well, now we've got 100 billion probiotics in our stuff. Our stuff is just the best. But yeah, so number 5 to stay away from is the junk food category. Now, in that category, it's very large now. It includes Twinkies, Ding Dongs, cupcakes, high fructose corn syrup. It also includes all of the stuff that you would be getting at a grocery store that is non-organic or GMO or all those types of products. It's junk food, basically. It's Twinkies, Ding Dongs. It's all of the garbage that people still eat they shouldn't eat. In one study that was done with kids that were ADD, had ADD, over 90% of the kids reacted to red dyes and the blue dyes. It's just something that you don't need to put into your body with all these different chemicals and colors in your dyes and poisons in your diet. This is really, really bad. We used to always work with kids with ADD in the office back in the 80s when we had our clinic set up. And I used to tell the parents, I said, "Look, you know, before you put a child on a drug like Ritalin, which is in the same category as morphine, opium, Percodan, Demerol, you know, before you do that class 2 controlled substance, why don't we try dietary change? Why don't we get off the red dyes and the blue dyes and the yellow dyes?" I said, "Why don't we just do that first?" I said, "And try to help this child without having to use these incredibly harsh narcotics that are super addictive, like Ritalin or Adderall." And so most parents would listen. Now, some parents didn't want to. They just wanted me to give the kid a pill, which I don't do because I couldn't prescribe because I was a nutritionist. And what ended up happening is they'd be in a situation where they would just, you know, get frustrated because they don't want to have to deal with dietary change. Well, guys, listen to me for a second. You know, why in the world would you start with the most invasive thing that you could possibly do to begin with instead of just trying a natural approach first, especially with children? It's so very important to take care of your kids. And that's what I want to share with you guys today. Now, number six to stay away from is going to be soy. Don't put soy in your body. I mean, it causes gynecomastia, which is breast enlargement. I mean, if you're going to eat soy, guys, and you're going to eat a bunch of soy products and a bunch of soy milk and a bunch of soy protein, you might as well go down to the ladies' brassiere place and get yourself a bra because you're going to be getting a C-cup pretty quick, whether you want one or not, because of the estrogen. And I've seen it over and over and over and over again. I remember years ago we were at a health food seminar. And we were walking this, it was like at a big convention center, Sharon and I were. They had a Vitamix blender, which are great blenders, by the way. We have them. We sell those at Health Masters. They're phenomenal blenders, expensive little suckers, but they're really, really good. They last forever. You can grind up frozen bananas with them and they don't break. And what's interesting about this is guys making this incredible shake, got all this organic fruit, you know, all this stuff in it. And finally, the very, very end, he pours in a cup of soy milk and like three scoops of soy protein powder. And I looked at Sharon and I said, I'm out. I'm done. And the guy goes, well, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I said, I don't do soy. I said, it says it causes gynecomastia in men. And some guy yells behind me. There looked like 15 people there. Some guy yells behind me, it does not. It doesn't make a guy get boobs. That's what he said, guy get boobs. And I looked at him, guys, as God is my witness, you can ask Sharon, he had at least a C-cup set of breasts hanging through his T-shirt. And he had boobs. And I looked at him and I just laughed and I said, well, you can believe what you want to believe. And I kind of just smirked at him and walked away because, I mean, the guy was ridiculous. He should have been wearing a bra. Now, guys, listen to me. If you want to wear a bra, which I'm sure you don't, okay, eat soy protein. You know, if you want to feminize your sons, give them soy protein when they're young. It'll change their brain chemistry. Soy is a xenoestrogen product. It mimics estrogen and it makes the body think it's getting estrogen. And that causes that's antagonistic to testosterone, and it starts to create secondary sex characteristics of women. In other words, you'll start getting hips in the back, because then you'll get like an hourglass figure with your boobies and your hips if you're a guy. And if that's what you were looking for, have the soy protein. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm staying with our whey protein product. I mean, we've got the best organic New Zealand whey product in the world. It's pure New Zealand whey. It's not 1% or 2% New Zealand whey. It's 100% New Zealand whey. And it tastes absolutely great. And we sweetened it with monk fruit. We don't even put stevia in it. We've got it. So we've got this thing dialed in. It's a phenomenal product. And yeah, that's the next two things on our top 10 list, Austin. What's your next story?
Oh yeah, that's definitely, then also too, I want to say with the fit food guys, the whey protein, I get a lot of people asking me all the time with our New Zealand whey protein fit food. Like I said, it's an incredibly good product. It tastes great. And a lot of people always ask, they're like, well, I can go to GNC and I can go buy a protein there. You know, I can get one of those big mega weight gainer tubs, you know, for like $30 or $40, you know, which is like $10 cheaper than yours. I said, okay. I said, well, first off, where's your whey protein coming from? Well, I don't know. It's from GNC. I said, well, that's a pretty good indication it's garbage. I said, secondly, what are they sweetening it with? Oh, I don't know what they sweeten it with. I said, well, I'll answer that for you. It's sweetened with sucralose. Right. 99% of all bodybuilding whey proteins, all weight gainers, all protein supplements have sucralose as the sweetener. That's just flat out. You guys want to debunk that? Call me out on it. Go to the store, look at every single can, and find one that doesn't have sucralose in it. Like I said, you'll probably find one, maybe two cans out of 100 that actually don't have sucralose. And then at that point, you need to find out where the whey protein's coming from. United States whey protein is generally inherently very toxic because of all the hormones, steroids, antibiotics that the cows are fed. Even when they're not supposed to be, they still give it to them because that way they can continue producing the milk. The whey protein holds almost all of those antibiotics, hormones, and estrogen. Secondly, whey protein in the United States is usually a byproduct of cheese manufacturing. That's whey right. Protein is never the first thing selected out of the milk and then sold in a pure raw whey protein for bodybuilders. It's usually the stuff on the floor in powder form after they get done using milk for every other single option, including cheese. It's usually been heat processed 2 to 3 different times which at that point, if you guys want to do your own research, you'll find that heat unbelievably denatures protein, especially whey protein. It needs to be a cold processed microfiltered whey protein that's out of New Zealand. New Zealand has the strictest bovine laws in the world. They cannot have any cattle under the use of antibiotics or hormones, period, especially when they're used for production of anything at all, like any type of meat, any type of milk, anything, period. That's why a long time ago we found that New Zealand whey was the cleanest, purest in the world. New Zealand in general is very, very clean to begin with. So that's why we sourced our New Zealand out of there. Then we added extra L-glutamine to it, L-taurine, a few other amino acids to help bump it up. We also add in the monk fruit now, which is a really good low-glycemic sweetener, and a little bit of different fiber blend to keep, you know, the full content of it up. And you have a really pure, highly digestible, really, really good-tasting whey protein. No, it's not the cheapest one on the market, but no, it's not from China, it's not from nasty, hormone-fed, dying cows, and no, we don't put sucralose in it. So that's why I wanted to address there, because I get that question asked to me a lot about why are whey proteins so expensive. It's very, very expensive to import New Zealand whey protein, if you can imagine. That's why our prices are where they are. But in general, if you compare it to any other comparable whey protein on the market, if you can find one, we're absolutely nowhere near as high as we should be. We keep our prices very low on that product, primarily because we sell so much of it. We can afford to sell it for lower prices. That's why we even have the three-pack special, which is probably one of our biggest sellers on the website, the Fit Food three-pack special. You buy two cans, and you get the third one 50% off with free shipping. So all in all, it brings you down to around $42, $43 a can, I think, and you get free shipping on it. At that point, guys, you're not going to find anything even close as comparable for that price, for that protein, with that type of purity, flat out. That's just fact. So I wanted to address that again today, because that's a very common topic that gets brought up.
Basically, what we're doing, this is basically a medical food. This is what it is. It's basically as good, it's as high quality as you can possibly make. If I could make it better, I would. See, anything else that's sold like through a doctor's office that's this type of quality, it's almost $100 a can. It's just in this, or it's half the size of that for the same price. It's just really, really pricey. And ours is not. You know, it's like $40 a can or $42 a can with free shipping if you get three cans of it. I mean, like Austin said, it's like the best protein on the market. You talk about an instant breakfast, that's beyond belief. Take about two or three scoops of that in there in a glass of water, shake it up in the morning. When you're in a hurry to get outside the door, you got yourself protein, very low glycemic too. By the way, we have this thing called TED Talks around people. That's not me talking, it's this thing called TED Talks, right? And now we're finding out that TED Talks is basically stuff that people are using to program the masses into believing the globalist lies. And that's why several things that TED Talk talks about simply aren't true. And every once in a while, somebody will come on TED Talks and they'll say something that's true, and they're immediately censored and they're no longer allowed to say those things. So guys, be very careful with stuff like that, because the truth is this. They're going to do everything they possibly can every time they do it to try to manipulate you and to program your brain. Now back to Germany again. Let's jump back over to Europe. This is from Zero Hedge, and it says German mayor was beaten unconscious after announcing plan to accept more refugees. You gotta hand it to the crowds. Now don't say I can't say crowd, because my mom was a crowd, okay? You gotta hand it to the crowds. Over the past several months, the German people have become increasingly frustrated with Merkel's open border policy that allowed over 1 million migrants to flow into the country from the Middle East and Africa. The flood of migrants has brought about a new wave of violent crime and rapes in Germany. The most recent example of the backlash of the migrant crisis comes over from a small German town of Oersdorf in northern Germany. This is close to where my family is, by the way, up there and close to Hanover. The mayor of Oersdorf, Joachim Kebschule, who's 61 years old, was recently beaten unconscious. I'm sorry, but that's what he deserved, outside of the city town hall where the construction committee was meeting to discuss new housing development for migrants. The mayor was apparently struck upside the head with a club from behind as he stepped out of the town hall building to get a laptop from his car. And according to the Telegraph, just hours before the committee, Kruptsov received a threatening letter saying, "He who will not listen will have to feel." And so that's basically what since you don't want to listen, now you're going to feel it. So guys, listen to me. I'm not promoting violence on anybody. I'm just saying, look, sooner or later,
Somebody's got to say, like Trump is saying, hey, maybe we need to vet these people before we bring them into the United States. And just maybe we don't need to be increasing them by 500% over what Obama wanted to do if we have the Wicked Witch of Benghazi get in. So, I don't know. So what do you think, son?
I mean, I don't wish violence on anybody, but man, if this guy really is running his mouth like that to bring in more refugees, I can't really say as I blame anybody for getting pretty irritated. They're up to their eyeballs in refugees over there, and it's just getting worse. I mean, they haven't even seen the devastation, what's going to happen when you bring in this amount of migrants that quickly. And one thing I wanted to address, because last night, you know, I heard them bring that up in Syria about how, you know, Aleppo and everything else, what is going on over there. And the thing that nobody discussed, and Trump didn't even bring it up either, is that when Hillary talked about we're arming the rebels, and Trump did bring this up minorly, which I'm glad he did bring it up. He said, you don't even know who you're arming. You're
That's
saying
right.
arming the rebels. You have no idea who you're even sending heavy weapons to. It's
That's
like
right.
when they were talking about last year, oh, we're going to send 20 surfaced air missiles to the rebels that are fighting the Assad regime. Really? That sounds like a phenomenal idea. Let's go give people that are involved in terrorist activity surfaced air missiles. Really? That's a great idea. I think we need to do that more often. No, it's an idiotic idea. I'm being sarcastic. This is what they're doing over there. This is why it keeps escalating further and further and further. They're saying that the individuals over in Syria, the rebels that are fighting Assad, are trying to fight the Assad regime that's so despicable and horrible, yet they're not even discussing the fact that ISIS is directly tied in with the rebels, and the weapons that they keep sending to the rebels directly go to ISIS. That is why nothing is being done to stop ISIS. All the United States is doing is directly funding and arming ISIS further and further and further. That's why I wanted to kind of clarify that. A lot of people are kind of confused of what's going on with Aleppo, and it's and Trump said yesterday, Aleppo's fallen. They brought that question up, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to fix it? Aleppo is an absolute rubble. It is a full-blown war zone. There is nothing left of that pristine, what was once a pristine city over there in Syria. If you look at photos of before and after, it's devastating what's happened over there, and it's almost 100% involved with the United States bombing Syria over there, arming the rebels with more heavy weapons, and intentionally escalating everything with Assad. That is why Russia keeps supporting Syria, because Syria needed help over there. I wanted to kind of bring that up today, Dad, because nobody wants to really say why the rebels keep getting weapons or call the rebels terrorists, which is exactly what they are over there. They're in the middle of their own civil war, and we keep arming the other side, saying that the rebels fighting the Assad regime. It doesn't even make sense to me when they're trying to ban our semi-automatic 5.56 AR-15s, but yet they're giving those guys over there surfaced air missiles. It doesn't even make sense when you actually look at it from a logical, deductive reasoning standpoint.
Well, it's basically just trying to provoke Russia to World War III.
That's exactly what they're doing.
See, they believe that Russia's going to back down, that they're not going to start World War III over Syria. Now, guys, listen to me for a second. And I mentioned this earlier in the show. I'm going to say it again so everybody really gets this clear. The Balfour Declaration was done by Lord Rothschild after World War I with the doggone pots with the Treaty of Versailles, in which they wanted the State of Israel. After World War II, they were basically given the State of Israel, and all the Palestinians were displaced. In addition to that, the House of Saud was also established through all of this through the Rothschilds. That's why the Saudi Arabia and Israel are basically allies, and that's why you notice they never go at each other over there. Now, in addition to that, you got Qatar part of that and all these other things. These are all Rothschild-controlled vassal states over there, as far as through their money, through the Exchange Stability Fund, through the petrodollar, all of this. And this is what this whole thing is about over there. It's the Rothschild. If you dig deep enough, you're going to find these guys in the middle of all of this mess. And, you know, these are the same guys that hated Mel Gibson when he came out with the movie The Passion of the Christ. And I told you that story before, how I met that one top film producer, distributor, over in Frankfurt, Germany, at the Westin, at the lounge there, not an alcohol lounge, but you know, the food lounge for Starwood Platinum members. And she told me that they had intentionally destroyed Mel Gibson because he had put the movie out, Passion of the Christ. These guys, when they issue an edict to destroy people, they just destroy people. They don't really care what they do or how they do it. Now, I'm not saying that Mel Gibson
is the perfect gentleman, because we all know that he's not. We know he had a real bad problem with alcohol, etc. But they told him if he released the Passion of the Christ, they were going to destroy him. She told me they did it, and they did it on purpose. Now, he has a new movie that just came out, or is being released, and it's a Christian movie, and it's basically received a 10-minute standing ovation. It's called Hacksaw Ridge. And it's about a Christian who basically is a conscientious objector who's drafted into the war in World War II, and who ends up becoming like this big hero. It's based on a true story, but he didn't want to shoot people or kill people, but he wanted to help his fellow soldiers. Now, Mel Gibson's got another huge Christian movie coming out with this. We all need to support him because of what Hollywood did to him, and what these folks who control Hollywood, primarily the Jews who hated the movie Passion of the Christ, did to him. You know, over the movie. So, I mean, so guys, you know, Mel Gibson didn't deserve all of that. So guys, I really want to go see this movie. I saw the previews for it the other day. I'm really looking forward to seeing that, because it's going to be a really, 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 really good movie. But guys, the Rothschild banking cartel is always in the middle of all of this stuff if you dig deep enough. And I've seen it over and over and over again. Now, another interesting article. The top tech billionaires on the planet are using CERN now to try to figure out what type of computer simulation or holograph that we think that we're trapped in. And they want to find a way to break out of it. That's how strongly they believe as far as the multi-tiered universe that we've talked about so many times on this show. Now, another article came out too, and I'm not going to cover this one today because it deals with coffee. I'll talk about that one later. What's your next story, Austin?
Well, this is now the Arctic apples are now coming to the supermarkets despite GMO opposition. Non-browning Arctic apples are hit the market at the beginning of 2017. The company Okarangan Specialty Fruits received U.S. Department of Agriculture approval back at the end of 2015 for its third variety, the Arctic Apple Fuji, along with the Arctic Golden and the Arctic Granny Apple. They're using biotechnology to make these Arctic apples. They're using a polyphenol oxidase, which is involved in a chemical reaction that leads to browning. Initial steps were in the lab. Later, they grew them on an orchard. So what's going on now is they've genetically modified these things to not brown. The problem is the USDA now is taking a lot of backlash along with their company for basically their interest in betraying the people and their threats of what they're starting to do with these GMOs, because now they're saying this isn't just to increase the harvest, this isn't just to increase, you know, the resistance to pests. Now they're actually doing this stuff simply for a visible aspect of it, to not let the apple brown. And they're getting a ton of negativity from it. A lot of people are extremely irritated, including myself, because we knew this was going to start happening when the GMO box is open and you start allowing these really odd scientists to start playing God and basically start recreating these plants and these fruits and vegetables in the way that they want them to, and now fish as well. You completely start something that should not have ever been started in the first place, and now we're starting to see this, where it's no longer even for under the guise of increasing food crop or food yield. Now they're simply doing it just as a physical look standpoint, a cosmetic standpoint, which I find very, very odd, because they've even, I know this along with multiple other people, all you have to do is sprinkle a little bit of lemon juice on cut apple slices, and they won't turn brown at all. So I don't know what this is all about now. I guess it's just they have nothing better to do, so they just want to start modifying apples to not brown. But it's pretty odd to me, Dad.
Well, it goes back to epigenetics. And epigenetics means that when you eat something in your generation that's bad, that it affects your DNA and it creates a problem in the next generation, because it changes and rewrites you. I mean, that's how our DNA works. So it's really, really important that you guys stay away from GMO foods. I don't even know how I can make that any more clear than that. I mean, if you're going to eat GMO food, it's going to just be a problem for you the rest of your life and your kids' kids and your kids' 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 kids. I mean, it creates a rewrite of your DNA. And they know that. That's why they're going back to Genesis chapter 6, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Enoch, in the book of Enoch, and they're going in and they're doing genetic manipulation and genetic variation on all of these different people and all these different species. They're linking us all together with smartness now through a global, worldwide web of, you know, of energy,
I mean, it's what they're doing. And the thing about it is they found now that the Morgellons disease grows much more effectively from the chemtrails in a human body if that human body is eating genetically modified foods. Now, guys, think about that for a second. The GMOs affect you and allow Morgellons to grow in you, which is those fibers that grow inside of your body. I just got an email in from Alexander Bruce the other day, and now they're finding little, almost like nanobots the size of a micron inside of blood. When you take blood out of a human body, they look like tadpoles, and they're inside of the blood system, and they actually swarm around the cells, and you can see them, and they're alive under a microscope. Well, what the heck are they doing to us? Well, what they're doing is they're genetically rewriting our DNA. They're putting these pathogens in our bodies, and our bodies are going to gradually start to break down because of what they're doing to our immune systems. And the apples and all these different things they do with these GMOs is all designed to do that. That's why it's really important to go to healthmasters.com and get our immune building protocol. It's critical to be taking the black seed oil, the turmeric, the D3, all of these different things every single day, every time you take your supplements, because it builds that immune system up along with vitamin C to make your body really, really strong, and potassium iodide. All of those things are incredibly important to follow to keep your immune system built so your body can get rid of these tadpoles in your blood. Where's that junk coming from? Is that supposed to be okay with anybody? Well, guys, please, you know, eat right and take supplements. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thanks for getting your vitamins from us. Thanks for signing up for our free newsletter. Thanks for listening to the show today. Thanks that you trust us with your health. We have so many emails, and we trust you with our health. Can you help us with this? Thank you for that. Yes, we'll do everything we possibly can to help everybody as best we possibly can. So just I want to say thank you for supporting us and for getting at least your multiple vitamins from us and for listening to the show every day. So God bless you guys. Austin, I'm going to go ahead and let you close, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Thanks, Oz.
Yeah, guys, we appreciate everything. Definitely, it's a lot of interesting stuff going on right now, so we're doing the best we can to cover everything as much as we can, as often as we can with you guys, and that's why we send the emails out, and, you know, that's why we tell everybody sign up for our free weekly newsletter. We send out all kinds of good information on that. Also, too, emails or call us if you got any questions. You guys are great. We appreciate everything. We appreciate the support. If you guys need anything, you know where to go, healthmasters.com. You guys have a blessed night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.